Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor and ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor for Intersection Live. Today I'm here with Glenn Keenan, President of XCM Solutions and Expatax. Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, Darren. It's great to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you as well. So to start off, why don't you tell me a little bit about your background and what your current job is with XCM?
Okay, great. Well, I joke about it a lot. I'm a recovering CPA where I spent the majority of my career as a practicing auditor in the Boston office of Deloitte, and somewhere between having a technology person with an accounting bug or an accounting person with a technology bug, left Deloitte after a number of years and spent some time in a technology software company before bringing it back to the roots and spending a lot of time focusing on technology for tax, accounting, CPA firms around the country, and hooking up with my partner, Mark Albrecht.
Fantastic. How long have you guys been doing this now?
Well, if you bring it back, it was 2001 was really when we started the tax season for 2001, which is obviously early part of 2002, where XCM Solutions at that point was really just an idea or a means to the end. Back then, it was all about outsourcing. And we opened up an office overseas and started processing tax returns with people that were halfway around the world. What we quickly learned back then was the people is the simple piece of that component. Not to minimize that, but they're well-trained, they're educated. In order to communicate and make that process effective, it was all about workflow. It was all about automation. And XCM really grew out of a necessity, not only for outsourcing, but for CPA firms around the country, because it was, how do I communicate with people that might not be sitting across the hall or down the street, but around the world? And those same problems were very relevant and pertinent within the firms themselves.
So go ahead.
No, go ahead. The first evolution was really as a little web application widget in order to communicate with people around the world, and then that grew some arms and legs into where we are today.
Well, I have to say, after you and I spent a little time together recently, I clearly see you as the expert in this field. You have a great understanding of workflow and what's needed inside an accounting office.
I certainly appreciate that. We spent a lot of time. Workflow is a new buzzword, or it seems to be a buzzword that's been around for years and years and years, and technology is forcing people to pay a little bit more attention to it because there's just a lot of inefficiencies within firms, and you can't just throw people at the problem anymore.
I tell you, in our office, as you know, I'm a practicing CPA, but in our office, workflow is everything, and as good as I think we are at it, after spending a little time with you, I realize we have a little ways to go, so I really appreciated that time. Just to pivot a little bit here, tell me, why should, in the audience out there, why should tax and accounting professionals be paying attention to what XCM Solutions is doing right now?
XCM Solutions, in our opinion, is really the leader and the catalyst behind the workflow, the paperless workflow environment. There's a shortage of people. There's still a shortage of people. And in today's economy, we can't afford to not be productive. We're basing our days off of billable hours, whether you're value billing or continuing with hourly billing. Time is our CPAs, tax and accounting professionals' most critical asset, and you can't waste that time anymore. It's just not feasible. Firms can't do that. And that's what we focus on. The last 6 or 7 years have really been focused on how to continue to improve the process. And I'll tell you, we've made a lot of mistakes and we've learned a lot along the way that when you first go out at workflow, it seems like a very simple equation that begins and ends with a Visio diagram. And when you really start to break it down, it's a lot more complicated, or it can be, for people to address internally without getting the right resources.
You know, I know for the last number of years, you know, one of the top problems in the profession has been that, there hasn't been the staff available. But in the economic times that, we seem to be living in at the moment, even if there is professionals available, we can't, we've got to minimize expense as much as possible and be as efficient and effective as possible, it seems to me, at this point.
You're absolutely true. There's a couple of different scenarios there. If we look at the billing cycle within many firms around the country, we're still jamming 50, 60, 70% of our work during the atypical busy season between February or January and April. And even if you've got the people to work, not everyone wants to work till 2 in the morning, and it's not an environment where you can hire people for a lot of people for that short period of time and then let them go or find the per diems that want to work for just the 2 or 3 months out of the year. So you've got to be more efficient and find out how to pick up that extra half hour, hour, hour and a half every day by using many of the tools that are out there, not just XCM and automating your workflow, but there's a series of different tools and technologies that firms need to take advantage of over the next number of years.
And I think the thing that I noticed about your product most is its ability to kind of sit on top of what an accounting's what goes on inside of an accounting firm and sort of be the puppeteer of those activities.
That's certainly a good way to put it, where very early on when we sat down and we talked about workflow, we talked about where firms are. We did a lot of surveys with existing and potential companies back then. And what we found out is there's a lot of products that people use, from your Microsoft applications, Adobe, tax software, accounting software, whether it be QuickBooks or Peachtree, Microsoft, depreciation software. There are so many different things that happen within a firm and so many different applications that people use that are both digital and paper-driven. To sit on top of any one of those just didn't make sense. You know, and workflow really needs to sit in the middle and top around everything that you do, so that you as a managing partner or as a staff preparer can sit down and say, where am I, what am I working on, even if there's no documents yet.
You know, the thing I've noticed even more so in the last probably year is how many new really good companies are popping up in niche spaces within the accounting marketplace. You know, you've got your scanning companies that convert things into PDF and bookmark them. You have bill payment companies. You have all these really niche market companies that are popping up, and managing that whole workflow as these pop up and fit them into your system, because they really do save you time, is something I think that XCM might be in a good position to do.
No, you're very right there, where because of these new applications that are out there, and when I looked at Root and Associates, you saw a lot of those in use. What they allowed you to do is, you know, if you think about the typical bookkeeping practice, 4 years ago, I won't even go much further back than that, or last year or currently, a lot of the practices will still drive out, collect data, source documents, bring it back to the office, or work out there, and you're working in that physical environment where you need to get out to the client, collect it, really just for the sake of being almost a courier service. But with the new tools that are out there, a lot of that goes away, and you can collect that data and do your work in a lot more of a remote environment, which makes that virtual workflow so important, because you're no longer carrying your work around in a big briefcase and in manila folders. Your work exists in digital documents, but your folders just went away, and there's a paradigm switch where I have to get away from my briefcase and working on top of my kitchen table at night to working at home on a laptop with dual monitors or triple monitors, which makes automating that workflow so, so important.
So tell me, what kind of products and services does the XCM Solutions provide that's going to solve problems for the accountant?
Everything we do here is really focused around the workflow piece. XCM is the name of our product, which was really developed for CPA firms 15-plus firms around the country. What we've learned over the years is that same problem that exists in 15-plus firms exists in 1 to 15-person firms and also exists in corporate tax and accounting departments and internal audit departments. So we've got a couple of different products out there, XCM for many of the firms around the country, a new product that's coming out this spring called XCM Essential, which is really geared toward the needs of the 1 to 15-person firms, which in reality are very similar to every other firm that's around the country, but the roles are a little bit different, and the complexity and some of what the things that they need are a little bit differently. And then we've got a corporate product for non-tax and accounting groups, but just tax departments.
Well, as you know, there's a lot of small firms out there, that 1 to 10-person firm around the country that certainly needs this sort of help. And from what you and I have talked about in the past, the XCM Essentials is going to be geared right for that market, right?
Absolutely, because we look at that, and all those firms have the same needs, and if, in many ways, automating the workflow is more important in those firms. Reason being, if I'm a four-person operation and I need to hire somebody else, I might not have the space. So having that person work from home in a virtual environment is critical. Because it's all in a digital web-based environment, it gives you that flexibility to move work to somebody that might be a city or a state away without having to incur the extra expenses of expanding your office and all the costs associated with that. We built in some new tools recently, including integration with both SharePoint and Windows Explorer. We get the question all the time, and I'm sure you hear it all the time too, I need to go paperless and I need to know where to start. There are many, many document management systems out there, and for many firms, very quickly they're going to realize that that's an important piece of where you need to go to pay, where you need to go in order to be truly effective and paperless.
Absolutely.
But Windows Explorer is a great document management for those that are just starting. So just scan and start getting that data, and then what will happen is they're going to grow into the right document management solution when they need it. But you can't wait to start using some of these tools and use the ones that are in front of you today, because you're going to get those efficiencies on day one, and then you'll get more efficient each year.
So XCM Essentials, we should be looking for that about what time this year?
We should expect to see a May 1 release and make that available really for the 1 to 15-person firms around the country for a very quick, easy implementation to be the starting point for becoming a paperless office.
Fantastic. Well, we're out of time today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon to update us on XCM Solutions and ExpoTax. And I'm looking forward to XCM Essentials coming out as well.
Terrific, Darren. I really appreciate your time and look forward to speaking again in the real near future.
Great. Thanks, Glenn.
Bye now.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.